the ocean of dua.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll adopt a thematic approach towards supplication, and we'll have a look at supplication from the point of view of different verses of the Holy Quran, and we'll also have a look at some parts of the transmitted supplications as well as the whispered prayers. So stay with us. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa ajil fa. Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we were discussing the different constituents of supplications. After that, we moved on to have a rather long analysis of the different effects of the different aspects of supplications. We concluded that based on our analysis, we understood that in our supplications, there are numerous features in which sublime intentions are set and placed by the Almighty Allah. The first objective was the fact that all the actions in the world and in the heavens are referred to the Almighty Allah. No one is absolute cause except Him, and He is the one who needs to do everything. Every other thing that is capable of doing anything is only by His consent, is only through His power, His will, and His intention. The second point is that those very infallible imams who are engaged in supplication, most of the time they are seen to be engaging in supplication so intensely that the normal human being wonders, why would someone who is infallible would be so humble in the supplication? Why would someone like the infallible imams engage in supplication so humbly? Why would they confess to their weakness in this method and in this way, while we know that they are divine men? We provided different answers to this question in the previous episodes. And thirdly, we arrived at this conclusion that the third objective of the supplications is the very fact that the power of the Almighty Allah is referred to. But at the very same time, the most sophisticated philosophical issues and mental issues that we need to deal with if we want to understand Islam fully, they are dealt with in the supplications.
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, "Har khujo mushkil javab onjo ravad." Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. of Panjarabad. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Ab kamju tishnagi avar bedas. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. Ta beju shad avaz bala vakas. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the mercy of God will come towards you.
It's not a dream, this is so true. And we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
We refer to the words of Imam Hussein alayhi salam specifically regarding knowing the Almighty Allah and recognizing our Lord. That is why Imam said, تَعَرَّفْتَ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَمَا جَهِلَكَ شَيْءٍ. Imam says that everything in the world knows you. Imam says that even the stones, mountains, iron and steel, they all know you. And then Imam implicitly is asking us and you supplicants, what would be your state if you do not know your Lord, while everything in the world knows the Almighty? Allahumma ya dhal mulk. O Allah, you are the possessor. You are the possessor of what? You are the possessor of everlasting kingdom over the world. Your kingdom is so dominant that it has no limits in its beginning. This is what we read in 32nd supplication of Sahifatu Sajjadiyya. Nor does it have an end to its termination, this kingdom. Your kingdom is so high that everything has failed to reach. The utmost description of the descriptors will not reach the least of what you have appropriated to yourself. وَلَا يَبْلُغُ أَدْنَى مَسْتَأْثَرْتَ بِهِ مِنْ ذَلِكَ أَقْصَى نَعْتَ النَّعِتِينَ. In these sentences, Imam alayhi salam says that you are the absolute cause that no one can ever discuss, no one can ever describe, even the best of the descriptors, even the best of the descriptions of the best descriptors is not able to reach the depth of you, is not able to reach what you have appropriated to yourself. This is, in other words, the very same thing that Imam Hussein alayhi salam said. Imam said, بِكَ عَرَفْتُكَ. I have known you by you. وَأَنْتَ دَلَلْتَنِي إِلَيْكَ. And I have come to know you through you. This means that if we are to recognize the Almighty Allah, we must start with Him Himself. In these sentences that I will recite, Imam Hussein alayhi salam refers to this noticeable point. He has defined the infinite kingdom, and he has referred also to the kingdom and might in these words. The limits of that kingdom are not shown by any beginning or end. Although by the use of the expression, he is the first and he is the last, his kingdom is known to be carrying the attributes of beginning and the end. Every creature, before being of its own, belongs to God. That is why Imam Hussein alayhi salam has said, O you who have become so near, يَمَنْ دَنِيَ فَلَا شَيْءَ دُونَ, that nothing is nearer than, and have become so high, وَعَلَى فَلَا شَيْءَ فَوْقَ, that nothing is higher than. And this expression indicates that He encompasses everything. And this is only one part of the teaching program of the supplications. Thank you for staying with us, dear listeners. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care.
Goodbye.